Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, and I'm the host for Redeem the Commute and for these daily challenges. These daily challenges are particularly meant to help people learn and practice what it means to follow Jesus, even in our busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored before what it means to follow Jesus, then we have a great introductory course called Christianity 101, and I'd encourage you to take a look at it first. It'll help put these daily challenges in context. We follow a rhythm through these daily challenges. And I thought since it's a new year and we have some new users, this would be a great time to introduce that daily rhythm. It's meant to help us grow together as a community. So none of us is learning to follow Jesus alone, but that you might be engaging in online discussion, or maybe coming out to one of our coffee discussion hours on Mondays, or maybe joining with people in your life, people from the commute, from work, from your neighborhood, wherever you find yourself in any given week. We hope you'll join with them and share this content with them like you'd share any good book or movie, and that you'll start discussing together the daily discussion questions at the end of any of our courses or our daily challenges. We have a rhythm as a community, and it's based on a rhythm that followers of Jesus have been following for a long time, and it goes all the way back to the book of Acts in the Bible. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Well, we see five major things in that description of the first Christians joining together as a community or church. We commit ourselves to the same things at Redeem the Commute. First of all, we commit ourselves to growing as disciples, as followers of Jesus. We try to do that every Monday to Wednesday as we look at a new idea, as we study it in the Bible, and then on Wednesdays as we allow ourselves to be challenged and consider how Jesus' words might change us. We commit ourselves to groups, to growing together not alone, but in a community. We commit ourselves to grace in our lifestyle and the way we live. If that's a word you're not familiar with, we'll explore it later this week. We commit ourselves to generosity of our resources, our time. And we commit ourselves to God in worship. We particularly do that every Friday. Growing as followers of Jesus is something that takes intentional practice. It's not something that just happens to us, but rather it's something that takes some discipline. I don't mean punishment. I mean discipline, like an athlete would discipline themselves to learn their trade, their sport. We want to be a community that's always growing and learning and never stops. And that's hard to do when you're learning one day a week. And I know that in our busy commuting lifestyle, even trying to get involved in a church can be very difficult. And that's why we're a community that doesn't focus on one day a week of learning, but rather every day learning, Monday to Friday. Experts in education tell us that's the best way to learn, is by adopting a new habit every day. And I challenge you to do the same. We're going to keep looking at what it means to be a follower of Jesus in our context and how we commit to these five things. We'll look at that throughout the week. Normally, we'd have a discussion question for you now, but we're going to skip that for this week since it's more of an introduction. And next week, when we resume our study of Jesus' blessed sayings, the Beatitudes, we'll be inviting you to join with a group to do that. And so for this week, start thinking about who you can invite to start looking at the same content and to start discussing these questions with you whenever you're together. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.